This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I guess I could listen to this sound all day long. Love the intro. I know that the fellas about to drop some entertainment, some knowledge, and some passion. G&D, Grant and Danny Show, DOC, hovering over a hot microphone, waiting on the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer, to jump on board and all-star cast put out. I mean, listen, this is all for Toby to make sure. Who else could have gotten the super producer, Anthony Haney, to come out of his shell and join in, of course? And Darius, it's got to be for you. You are comfortable now working next to a guy that makes people uncomfortable. And you've worked it out. What is the key to you working with Hercules?
You got to keep him in check for one. Okay. I know they call him Corporate Clary, but you know this guy can be a loose cannon sometimes. So sometimes you got to step up and be the one to keep him in check.
Yeah,
so,
I've seen that side of him. It's rather entertaining to see a guy who has the world by the oysters, and yet he shows up on time. Yet he's diligent. Now, I know a question a lot of people want to know right now is when you're a guy like Ryan Clary, what does closing out a year mean to you? Because obviously you've had a hell of a year. I mean, seriously, you've had a year that most people don't even dream of having, can't imagine having, and yet you've lived it. Whoa. So when it comes to an end, is it for you exhausting? Or are you enthused over the idea of trying to actually exceed the prior year?
You know, Doc, first off, always great to be with you here. I think right now, like, I'm just focusing on 2026. You know, we're always trying to get better here. That is what we're trying to do. And so what does better look like? I guess we'll just have to find out.
Okay, I think the public really would like to know. I get a chance to work with super producer Anthony Haney. So I watch him. He's got an assortment of do-rags to keep his wig and wig tight. And so I've kind of had that experience and know what it feels like. And then you come down to their spirits are high because one of the locals is victorious. So when the Caps tap that tail, I think we all feel good about it. I'll speak for myself. Whenever one of our local teams gets in the win column, I feel like it's an adrenaline rush. I do get a bump. What about you?
Well, especially versus a New York team. You always got to take that.
Yeah.
Whoop up on the New York Rangers? Come on now. Yeah. That's
you do Christmas. Feel that, though. I mean, coming into a show, if the locals, if they get a W, a little adrenaline rush. I feel a little bit. You know, it's positive. We don't often get that. So as a regular listener to your show, it has been one that's been very, very difficult to deal with, but we've really had no other choice. Going into this final game, the question has been, is there any victory, any benefit in winning? There are a lot of people, and I'm not saying they're wrong, feel that getting a better draft position should exceed the thrill of being able to say you beat an opponent, a cousin within the East. So, Darius, what say you at this point? Is there any value in your mind for the Commanders to actually put a winning game plan together up in Philadelphia?
It's tough because, yes, you have young players who are on this roster that didn't get to experience what it was like to be a part of the winning culture that we had last year. So you do want those young players to get that experience of, you know, hey, we're finishing the season on a high note. We're executing at a high level. We're getting you guys prepped for the future of the Washington Commanders, being a part of this roster in 2026 and beyond. But in actuality, you want the highest pick possible too, because either you're going to put yourself in a situation where you can allow yourself to trade back and acquire more draft picks and capital, potentially other players, whatever it be, and a opportunity to win the game and set yourself back in that draft pick department might hurt you. So it's tough. It depends on what you value more. I think the team itself probably values the former as opposed to the latter more so.
But do you feel a little crazy that they're going to play their backups? And it's going to be mentioned when Mahomes Slim, you can't beat their backups? I mean, is that frowned upon? I mean, in terms of your manhood, can you really go into a game and live with the fact that you got your ass kicked by their backups?
And I think that's part of the reason why they will go out there and try to put out their best game plan.
Okay, so you're saying you do expect some resistance?
Oh, absolutely. I do. Okay. I don't expect them to come out there and lay down. Whether it's Josh Johnson, okay, Sam Hartman, or Jeff Driskel, I think they're going to go out there and they're going to put together a best game plan, especially after the scuffles that ended that matchup in Week 16.
Yeah, I
think there is definitely some motivation to go out to Philly and show them, you know, hey, we're not backing down. I don't care if it's your backups or not.
I don't know if we're smart for feeling this way, but I felt a little bit of sense of pride in the fact that we got aggressive. It's an aggressive sport. Taking these losses uncontested, I have a problem with it. I have a problem understanding when you have a target, are you saying we're going to aim off the mark just because? You know what Philly will feel like if they're able to go into their... I don't know. It's probably probably low IQ. But I think I'd have a problem with that. And I don't understand exactly where everybody's saying, well, don't you see the benefit of us getting a higher draft pick? So what are you going to do with them, like you did the last picks? Do you realize how many of our people don't even play that you've selected? What am I supposed to be gaining all this confidence on based on how you've handled the past? Does that matter at all? Am I supposed to look the other way and act as if I haven't seen your lack of player development? What else could it be? If you select players and then you don't put them in games, hell, we're in Week 17. Now, either they're slow or maybe you got a problem in your development. It's got to be one or the other. Don't you agree? How can it not be one of those three factors? Week 16, You got a high pick at defensive tackle. He gets three sacks, and half the town is split in the middle. Oh, it took too long to get him. Now, first it was he couldn't get him. Now you're critical because it took him time to get him. I mean, what is it? Do you think he can play or not? Can he defend the run? That's obvious. We all have eyes. So how do you stack your people up? Who's doing the judging? And do you anticipate that everybody gets to come back and try to run this program again? I mean, let's take the elephant out of the closet. How many of you believe that the power structure will remain the same as it is now? I'll ask you three gentlemen, what do you think? You think the power structure will remain the same as it is as we speak?
I think it's going to be the same. Like, nothing's going to change with this, Doc. Like, you look at Adam Peters, you look at Dan Quinn. The thing is, less than a year ago, they were in the NFC Championship game, whether we want to believe it or not. Like, they were there. They earned their way there. They kicked butt to get their way there. And so at this point, it's kind of hard to move off them. So I think this year was an awful year. I mean, again, one of the worst seasons because we had expectations entering this year, and now we know where we are. It's not good. But I do think there is going to be no change, and I think that is okay. Like, there should not be change. Now, again, we could talk about coordinators and everything, but as far as Dan Quinn and Adam Peters go, nothing's going to change there. And so, no, I don't think anything's up in the air at this point.
I'm with Clary. I definitely think Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, their seats are safe. I think going into next season, they may be a little warm. But as of right now, they're definitely safe. And Clary already alluded to, you know, the coordinators. I think Cliff, he's done a good enough job to definitely, you know, put his hat in, you know, some of those head coaching rings and things of that nature. So if he was to go, I wouldn't be, you know, heartbroken or, you know, too sad. But if you also ask me if I wanted him back, I'm more so leaning, you know, no, as opposed to yes.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah. So you guys are capable of being honest. Okay. I was questioning. I didn't know. I think some of you act like you were on the firing squad and that if you spoke the truth in your mind, you'd be beheaded. It's interesting to see. It's not the only game in town. I mean, we praise our Capitals. Great victory in that, but there's a lot of college football going. I noticed in the bullpen as we were prepping for this performance that the bowl games rather, you know, other than and there's a wagering side to it. Honestly, I get it, understand it. It enhances the game, all for it. But a true belief, do you see does a true number one jump out at you as you watch these college football playoffs? That'd be a question to the panel. Is there a King Kong in this group? Is it the Ohio State Buckeyes? Even though the Hoosiers tapped that tail, is there a defined champion in your mind?
A defined champion, the closest thing to looking like a defined champion would be Ohio State.
Okay. I don't disagree with you.
The problem is they lost to Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they lost to the Wolverines.
Yeah, which shows that they're vulnerable.
The last time they were able to kiss the cup. So that's not a death sentence.
No.
It's a death sentence if you lose to them again. But, yeah, I get you. Who else looks capable? Because I know we have one of our panel that has an inside, let's say he has a matter of affection for the Irish.
Oh, yeah.
They're not in it.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, I'm a Notre Dame guy, Doc. So.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay, oh, good.
Of course.
Good.
We love
well,
the Irish.
Well, since they're not in the tournament.
Yeah.
Then who's next?
Who's next? I think it has to be at Ohio State.
Oh, that's
I
two.
Think it's got to okay. be Ohio State. I mean, okay. I know they lost to Indiana, but is Lightning going to strike twice? I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. And by the way, I've seen Miami play. They're going to roll them tonight. That's my prediction.
Well, the U I mean, they lead the country in trash talking. Now it's trying to see, can they back it up? I love when the U is hot. It's just that it's been a minute since they've been worthy of the hype. Their history is rich, but their resume is weak. Unless I've missed something, what have they done lately that would suggest to you that they've got a chance to survive this tournament and survive opening night?
They beat Notre Dame in week one. That's really it. Miami's got nothing else at this point. So that's it.
They scored 10 points last week. I just don't see how they could at all keep up with Ohio State. It doesn't make any sense at all.
And this is not the hardest question I'm going to put before you. This is not the hardest. The hardest is coming up next. Because I'm going to ask you to define the best moments in DC sports in 2025. I wish I had to put you on a clock. That's what I should have done. If I could do it all over, I'd put you up on a big clock. And so you can see the seasons tick, the seconds tick off and say, now, don't forget now, 2025. The question was, best moments in DC sports in 2025. I think that's worthy of further discussion. And even at 1-800-636-1067 to allow the listening audience to jump in, because I think it's valid. There were some moments, but what were the best moments in DC sports as we say goodbye to 2025? I think I can handle that. How about you? Sounds good?
Let's do it.
All right. Shall we go before break, gentlemen, before or after? All right, let's do that. We'll take a quick break, our first break of the day. Toby Altizer, he's right now being questioned for an incident that took place in D.C. We think has nothing to do with it. We don't believe that he has anything to do with it. Matter of fact, I would put my life on the fact that he had nothing to do with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Grant and Danny Show, D.O.C., and Toby Altizer, pinch hitting for the boys.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
From 37 to send Washington to the Final Eight. The Washington Commanders off the upright, and it is in! They doink their way to the divisional round! Unbelievable!
Good moments. Wow. That's the beauty about sound, video, being able to reenact moments. No matter how long ago it was or where you were, you can generate that enthusiasm as we reflect on 2025. And the question is, what was your greatest moment in 2025 as we turn the page? It's pretty hard to beat that one, gentlemen. That was a good one. The question is, how many of these won't involve the Commanders? That would be the question. How many of these will not include the Commanders? Because mine certainly does. And the excitement that was brought out during that time. So I'll go to our panel before we go out and involve the listeners in it. And so I'll say, Darius, for you, what was that moment, if you're allowed to share that with us?
So, of course, it would involve the Commanders. And I would say it's when we beat the Lions. I mean, the Lions were the number one seed.
Yeah.
They were favorited by a ton.
Yeah.
All the analysts said that the Commanders had no chance walking into Detroit in that hostile environment.
Agreed.
That playoff-hungry, championship-hungry city.
Agreed.
Who hasn't seen anything, successful in years. And here they have this monstrous Lions team that's ready to beat down on the Commanders, and boom, we just went up there and put up 45 points like it was nothing. It was just walking up and down the field, drive after drive, defense actually getting stops and getting interceptions off of Jarrett Turnover Goff. It was unbelievable. I've never, in my time being a Washington football fan, I've just never experienced anything like that, of that magnitude in the playoffs. In my time as a fan, and it just was a moment I'll never forget. You know, obviously what happened the following week wasn't ideal, but we don't need to talk about that because we're talking about the best moments of 2025.
Yeah, the best. We didn't ask for everything. We asked for the best, and so we appreciate that. 1-800-636-1067 is the number here on the Grant and Danny Show. DOC and Toby. Toby's still working some contractual things out with Virginia Tech, getting it done as they're balling, trying to be victorious. And we'll put the blame, win or loss, on Toby, okay? And he'll have no excuses for it. Squad to Woodbridge, Virginia. Dave is on the line. Dave, what say you?
Hey, Doc. By the way, you're doing a great job taking over. It's been a pleasure listening to y'all.
We appreciate it. I got a big staff, man. I got a huge staff behind me. Yeah.
No, I gotta agree with Darius. On paper, in my heart, okay? In my heart, OB breaking the record is a bigger deal than us going to Detroit. Okay?
I agree.
I'm just going to say that point blank, period. That's a bigger deal on paper, okay? But I'm going to tell you this. In my 39 years of life on this planet, I was out at the bars with my best friends during that Lions-Commanders game.
Yeah.
And I remember leaving the bar that night and going, that might be the greatest night I've ever had out with my friends ever.
Yeah,
watching them not only win the game but put up the amount of points they did, it was nonstop scoring, nonstop drinking, maybe greatest night of my life.
Yeah, and I can understand it. The feeling is unbelievable. Ovi setting the record is great, but I think we put playoff victories ahead of almost all individual accomplishments unless it leads to, quote, a cup. If it's in that qualifying period, and a championship is tied in with the individual success. So don't feel ashamed. Don't be bothered that you can't tie it all together. Just let it flow. Because it's your personal feeling. It doesn't have to be right. It's got to be what was real for you. I don't know when I won't remember that moment. And it's amplified now. Because now, you know, we're trending in horse manure. So, of course, it amplifies it. But I don't think anybody should lose that moment, lose that feeling, because not everybody's able to get to that point. Richmond, Virginia is our next stop. Doyle, welcome to G&D. What's happening?
Hello, fellas. If I'd have been had to be thinking 24 season, I would have came up with something from the playoffs in the NFL. But I called in and told him it was $8.95. That was the moment.
Yeah, Ovi.
Other than stuff like that, unfortunately, we didn't have enough of them.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you. Hey, man, it's yours. You can pick. Don't feel that you know, don't feel slighted. That's the beauty of it. $8.95, it's having Gretzky, I'll never forget seeing our guys smoking Al Koken and Gretz. Just our whole crew. The intimacy that we have with our crew is it's real. And that was a moment and that happened in the midst of the Commander's success, all of that going on. So it's maybe, I don't think it's be an argument if you say the greatest athlete in the DMV, his accomplishments, I don't think anybody's close to that. And because they have kissed the cup, he qualifies, for my opinion, this absolute badass. Because not only has he individually been able to be a record setter, but he's a champion. And he's been able to kiss that cup. And I'll never forget him screaming with that cup. I'll never forget that parade being downtown. The moments that team and the joy. They lit up every bar in the DMV with their run. And I don't know if anything other than burgundy and gold pigskin purity even has a chance to get close to that. And they did it. They didn't just talk about it. They did it. And that is interesting. And something that we can all, as we reflect back and go, moments, 2025, what was number one? What is the one you bragged about? What was your that moment you were able to just brag and say, that's the moment that I absolutely adored, and it sent me to a new height. And Anthony, we have been doing some things together with Burgundy and Gold today, and we reflected on some of those things yesterday. Being in this environment, has it forced you to change your mind?
Nah, not at all.
Okay.
This
can be a little intimidating now.
Now you're right.
You know, when you're in a room there with two legends.
I think yesterday we touched on, you know, things we're looking forward to in 2026. We didn't do too much reflection on the year 2025.
That's a good point.
But now that I am thinking about it, I'm going to have to steal Darius's thunder. That win over the Lions was, I've never felt that way, just because.
How could you?
Exactly. I've never experienced it, dog.
Yeah, how could you?
In my 29 young years of life, we had, you know, not sniffed in the NFC title game. Also going against the number one seed in the NFC last year, for us to go out there and dominate them, I thought we were going to get blown out. So the fact that we were able to.
Holy Slim.
Yeah.
You didn't say lose.
Yeah.
You thought we were about to be abused.
Yes. Yes. That Lions offense was clicking on all cylinders. They were running the ball on whoever they wanted to. Jared Goff didn't look like a shell of himself. For us to go out there and do what we did, I didn't have that on my bingo card. You know, I was sitting on the edge of my couch the entire time. Until the clock hit four zeros, I was not confident that we were going to pull that game out. But – you know, we prevailed, and that was the highlight of my 2025 DC sports calendar year.
Well, I mean, you sound apologetic. You don't have to be. I mean, I get it. I mean, you guys get him? He's like, I think, and again, had Ovi continued this throughout the playoffs and they not run into that buzzsaw in Florida, I think maybe we all would feel a little different about it. But it's kind of hard when you've been as dormant as this program was and then following the excitement that Detroit had put together. I mean, they might be on the verge of missing a window of opportunity. Maybe. I don't know. But who got closer? I still can remember the disappointment in the game. I think they let slip away in San Francisco. That champion, I thought that was theirs. But of all that we talk about, and eventually we will get to, like that team of the season, this season, which is not ours, but who's done the best job? Right now, who is going to propel themselves into the winner's circle? Because right now we got a lot of things going well, but who's the team? I thought the Rams, you asked me the question the other day. You said, who's the best team in the NFC? I didn't stutter. I said, the Rams. And then they go out. And Atlanta, which is interesting, any team that runs a ball with the running game has a back, it's interesting. They won the game. The Rams threw up all over themselves, three turnovers, and lost a squeaker. It does not change what I felt. I still believe that the Rams, putting it together, are strong at the pressure points that you have to be. Kevin out in Arlington, he may not agree with me, but he's got the guts to step up to the plate. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, Doc. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. On that point, the Rams, to me, they lost the other night, but, you know, when they lose, it's barely. And I think they had the most complete team, and they've been there before.
I agree.
And I believe, you know, this cements, if they go all the way, Matthew Stafford's place in camp.
But how about MVP? Is he MVP?
I think so, because I think as great a season as Drake May has had, it kind of reminds me like last year, the one that Daniels had. I mean, kind of have to see more, and I don't know. We had an easy schedule a year ago, apparently, and the Patriots have had it this year. I think with what Stafford brings to the Rams, it's just it's Hall of Fame worthy. I see a Hall of Fame player there. Even on a night like the other night against Atlanta where he had a couple turnovers, still badass. So
I agree. No argument out of me.
Doc, it just, you know, obviously this is a bit of a selfish one. I am a JMU alum, but if you give me a minute, when you think about what just happened in 2025, in less than 2 years, JMU Bloomington campus, led by Coach Cignetti, and 15 transfers that were taken from our 23 team, is the number one team in the country, won the Big Ten championship.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in two short years, Bob Chesney comes down from Holy Cross, rebuilds his program in record time, and gets us to the college football playoff for the first time in only our fourth year at BCS. FBS.
FCS, yeah.
And, you know, and now he's going to your Bruins. I think it's a great move. I think he reminds me of a young Dick Vermeil.
I say it a lot.
I think you're going to love that guy. And I just feel like for a little program in the Shenandoah Valley, and your boy Steve Buckhamp can back me up on that.
Oh, I know. Buck has been hitting me up big time. I love the pride in the fact that, you know, Gary Clark, and they've had outstanding athletes that have been through there and that have done a great job. David Lee, there's a lot of them in the DMV.
Yeah, Charles Haley,
so feel proud.
You know, for sure. So I just feel like when you see Indiana play, that kid Surratt, their stud big wide out,
yeah,
I remember when I first saw him play for Madison, I said to my buddy I'm watching the game with, okay, that kid's playing on Sundays, no question. Yeah, you, sometimes you just know.
Yeah, they did a good job. Up against the clock, brother. I appreciate you. It's 4:45 in the nation's capital. Grant and Danny Show, DOC and Toby, Pitch Hinton. I've got a Hall of Fame group behind me, and these guys putting a lot of pressure on the old dude. So stay with us. We're just getting started, and it's going to be, we're going to answer maybe most of the questions that that you ask as we get to a new year. We don't want to run through this year without handling our business, so stay with us.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Three balls, two strikes, two out. Abrams can go. Minter sets. There he goes. The pitch, swinging a ground ball toward the middle. McNeil can't get it. Into center field. Abrams heading for third. He's going to try and score. Tanner's throwing home to the plate. A slide to Jack. He is safe. He is safe. A curly W's in the books. On a ground ball, single up the middle by James Wood. With a runner going on 3-2. After Dave Jagler said, why is Alonso not holding the runner? That's why he scores all the way from first on that. And the Nationals are mobbing James Wood.
Ribby leads to victory. And Darius, that's a moment that stuck out in your mind?
Yeah, James Wood's first career walk-off. You know, James Wood is basically the franchise superstar player for this team, for the Nationals, for the future of this organization. And to get his first career walk-off in 2025, I think that should go down as one of the best moments of the year.
I like that.
Yes.
anytime we get moments, our teams win, whether it's the Curly W, the Capitals, our collegiate teams have been, they've had moments. They haven't just been down. They've been up and down and have provided some moments. It's a lot, man, to really try to compress 12 months of Aurora, especially in the end, when for the most part, everybody ends on a sour note except one team. There's only one champ, true champion at the end of every sport. The rest of it is failure. Or as we have said in our region, we got a lot of development going on. It's like if you someone were to ask you, of all of our local teams, who will be the first team to win a championship? That's the question I have for you. First place, and there's a last place. And I'm just wondering, when is the next time one of our local teams will be in first place? I think that's a fair question.
Well, I think the closest is clearly the Capitals. You know, I think anytime you have Ovechkin, you remain in a championship window regardless of, you know, puck luck and whatever it takes once the playoffs begin.
And also don't forget the two Canadian Olympians.
Yes, yes. Congratulations to Logan Thompson and to Tom Wilson. Handsome
he's
Tom
a
Wilson.
Killer. I love him.
Yep. He had 3 points today, two goals and an assist. So congratulations to them being named to the Canadian national team. But yeah, with those two guys, with that core that the Capitals continue to build around Ovechkin, I think you're always in championship contention with those guys.
So superstar, competent head coach,
yes,
general manager, your program not too old, not too young. So from a roster standpoint and an organization.
Still plenty of talent standpoint. In the pipeline too. They've got talent coming.
So they might be the lead dog to get there first, based on what you just described. Structurally, they seem to be sound. Like they have an aging superstar, but they're not an old hockey club.
No, by no means. By no means.
They've got the kind of right layers of youth and enthusiasm, age and experience. George Stark. 1983. First time I ever heard that term. Youth and enthusiasm, age and experience is being really a part of a formula of a champion. Because let's face it, I don't know about you, and I know the game has changed now. We have, you can win off wagering, you can win off fantasy. There's a number of ways you can consider yourself a winner, even if your team is terrible. I understand that, and I have nothing but respect for it. The game has grown exponentially because it's smart marketing techniques. Don't hate a man for building in profit. I'm not mad at him at all. But I still determine everything by wins and losses. I'm going to count Sunday's game, and a lot of you aren't going to count it at all. You don't even care about it. As a matter of fact, I'd be willing to wager that if you could pay a fee and not even go and go through this, a lot of you would vote on that. Just in the bullpen alone, with these three legends that I have the pleasure of being with today, if you could pay a fine and not play in this game, you three would do that, pay the fine. And not risk injury, not risk anything. Just pay the fine and go on. Why are we playing the game?
You're saying if we were on the team today?
If you were part of the Commanders right now, that would be the question for you.
I would play. I think, you know, putting yourself.
I don't hear Anthony saying a word.
Yeah, Anthony's quiet. I would play because I think that you got to put film on tape.
All right, there you go.
You got to play for your future job, whether it's on this team or on the next team.
Oh, music to my ears.
Yeah.
Say more. Yeah.
Why are you picking on me, Doc?
I'm not picking on you. I'm exposing you.
Ah.
There's a difference.
Okay. Oh, that's what you call it.
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah. See, guys, while you guys are up here in the bigs doing your thing, this is what I have to endure. Negative people talking about not playing in games so they can get draft choices that have no absolute guarantee that the draft choice will be worth a damn. Or even if they are talented, that they've got the people that can put them in a position to even be better. Okay? Because some of this, we got to look at the staff. Do we have the right people in the organization to move forward with? Are we all in with our group as is? Or should we consider tweaking? Hold that thought. We'll be back right here. Grant and Danny Show. DOC on a hot microphone. Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge, will be here. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.